This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. But I don't know about you guys, but I am always intimidated by the British. Whenever the British come out with something medically, I'm like, I gotta listen. I don't know if it's because when I was growing up, you know, we had to study so much about the Revolutionary War. We knew that, you know, the British was such a powerful force. And then, you know, even though we won the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812 and we moved on and we became this big country, you know, the British are still very, very involved, where every time we see a movie, whether it's a Russian-based theme or a French-based theme, they all speak in British accents, right? You notice that? Like, I'm watching Versailles. Everybody talks like this, like it's a British show, and it's not a British show, it's French, it's Versailles, it's French. It's supposed to be talking like this. Anyway, so, you know, we are always invaded by British culture. I have this roundabout that is in front of my house, and I can't escape the roundabout, and I can't escape people screwing up the roundabout. And so I'm always, you know, kind of corrected by my British friends on how poor my grammar is. So I'm very humbled and intimidated by the British. So when the British say, guys, you know, they don't say it like that. They're like, we got a mutated strain of virus. It looks like super COVID. You listen. And not only you listen, you know, because their accent's so sexy, but you listen because, I mean, this is Britain. And so, you know, they got some real, real good universities. They got some real good academia. And we got a Professor Richard Moxon from Oxford who's saying, look, the virus is mutating, and it could render our current vaccine useless. Now, I don't know if I 100% agree, because I think we have to deal with the here and now. So if we're having people dying of COVID and we need to protect people quickly with COVID, then we roll out the vaccine that we have currently. That's, you know, we can't try to guess what's happening in the future and stop all, you know, work now. We have to have part of the country work on the future, part of the country work on the here and now. So Professor Moxon is not suggesting that we stop the vaccine, but he's kind of calling alarm to how COVID, or sounding the alarm how COVID is changing. Now, what's been going on? Well, while here in America, you know, everybody's been, you know, still doing the memes on the election and, you know, either making fun of Trump or making fun of Biden or, I don't know, getting ready for Christmas and all that other stuff. In the UK, they've been watching this new COVID strain. I believe it's already infected about 1,100 people. I have to double check the latest numbers. There's been at least 1,100 cases, possibly 1,200 as of today, of a newly rapidly spreading COVID virus. We don't know much about it from what I've been able to understand, because the Dr. Dahlia Show news team has actually set their alarm and woken up a couple days on time. So we have been able to amass a little bit of data. I mean, they're asleep now. It's a Friday. Apparently they take Fridays off. I didn't know that was in the contract. So the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is not here. See? No news team. But from what I'm understanding, we don't believe that this new rapidly spreading COVID strain that's been found in UK, I believe more in the south and the east, we don't believe it's a more dangerous strain. We think it's infecting people quicker, We don't believe it's causing more people to be in the hospital. So it might just be that it mutated to be a little bit more wily, maybe figure out the masks, figure out how to give somebody symptoms day one rather than symptoms day four or five. So when I hear that a virus mutates, all right, I don't always think the worst. I sometimes think the best, because I like a glasses half full kind of gal. You know, I always try to look at the silver lining to things. And so many times when something mutates, it mutates weaker, okay? We know there's survival of the fittest and Darwinian natural selection, and we know that there is a push and a vibe for a living organism to try and survive and try to enhance survival. But sometimes for them to compensate, they might lose out on other aspects to it. So if this virus is starting to outsmart the masks and trying to outsmart, you know, the gaiters and whatever people are doing, its concentration and focus on becoming more transmissible might be translating in less severity, shall we say. So we're seeing a mix of what some of these mutations are doing. I believe there's been over 12,000 mutations of the coronavirus, 12,000. And we're being told that the mutations are mild enough where it still falls under a couple different strains of COVID. So we don't need 12,000 COVID vaccines. True, these mutations could be playing around with the little spike protein. So that little tiny protein, you know, the little spike thing on its outer core that we're using to induce our immune system, some of the mutations are affecting that, which is why Dr. Moxon from Oxford says, look, you know, we need to be prepared for this because if the spike protein changes, then we need to alter our vaccines. The good news is the type of vaccine we've been working on, which I discussed yesterday, is a sort of vaccine that is easily manipulated, or I know people like these manipulate, but easy, it's flexible enough where we might be able to reprogram it to be prepared for the new spike protein. So I'm very, very confident that Pfizer and AstraZeneca is British also, and, you know, we have Moderna and, you know, Inovio and Sanofi and Johnson & Johnson. I believe that as they are working on the vaccine, they're not just working on a COVID-19, but they're also preparing for a COVID-21. Now, will COVID get a new name like a COVID-21? Right now, the new name of this virus is, hold on a second. Oh, gosh. It has a 21 in there, but it's a whole bunch of numbers. So, But we're not changing the name yet. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Going to interrupt the king. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, when we talk about what's going on with restaurants and restaurant owners, defying the stay-at-home orders or the defying the shutdown orders, and there being a brewing mini revolution starting with people very, very upset with how the government handled the shutdowns and how government prevented them from not working and stopped their income, etc. There's also a revolt happening, not so much purposefully, not intentionally, but there's a desperation that has already taken hold of a lot of people that is unfortunately causing a lot of our COVID spread. And so I see probably about maybe 30 patients a day. And they'll have a cold, they'll have a sinus infection, they're like, I need an antibiotic. And I'm like, look, you know, if you have a cold, you have a sinus infection, it could be COVID, right? Because coronaviruses cause that. No, I don't have a fever, I don't have this. And I'm like, look, if you have an upper respiratory infection, we have to assume it's COVID. So I want you to isolate, and they freak out. I mean, absolutely freak out. And I get that. All right, you finally have a chance to work. This is Christmas time. If there's any money you're going to make during the year, it's now when consumers are probably spending more than they're going to in the coming months. And you have a doctor saying, look, your cold could be COVID. And I am seeing time and time again, people not wanting to get the test, not wanting to talk to the doctor because they don't want that quarantine. This is almost identical to what we talked about back in March, back in April. Nobody wants to be told they can't work. Nobody wants to be locked down for 2 weeks. Even though the CDC has changed it to 10 days, many telemedicine companies still have to give the 14-day rule to play it safe. 2 full weeks of no pay. Many people think their job's not going to last that long. So the average person with a cold, the average person who thinks they have any of the symptoms, cough, sneeze, runny nose, nausea, diarrhea, anything like that, they're not going to want to say. You know, it's interesting. I had gotten tons of calls from people who had earlier in the year, in order to work, took a survey. And before they started their job, the work would say, look, you know, do you have any diarrhea? Do you have, they'd be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, actually I did. The other day I had diarrhea. So work would send them home, and they needed to get a clearance from a doctor. Well, the doctor or medical provider can't really give clearance if we don't know you have COVID. So we have to assume you have COVID and keep you off the 10 days or whatever. And so people started to learn, you know, they got this acquired behavior of, you want to know what? I don't think I'm going to reveal to everybody that I had diarrhea. I think if I had diarrhea a couple days ago, somebody's going to freak out. I'm not going to say. And so we have this trend now of people not wanting to be forthcoming because they don't want to miss work or they don't want to screw it up for a family member. If you're married to somebody who no way can take off work and they find out that you are supposedly exposed, now they're screwed. And the way the system works is, even though we as physicians say, look, whether you have a COVID test yet or not, because I know it takes a while, let's assume you're infectious. The way the current system is if nobody got tested, if nobody has that scarlet letter A on them, nobody knows. So you're in the clear. And this is something that we've been talking about over and over and over again, you know, throughout the year, where the person who's honest and says, look, boss, I think I have a runny nose, they're the ones that almost get punished by being stuck in quarantine for 2 weeks, yet people are going to the grocery store again and going, don't ask, don't tell. Now, I am COVID negative. Well, how are you COVID negative? I have not had a COVID positive test. Well, are you testing? I mean, are you getting tested? You know, it's funny. My father had bragged about how, you know, he never had any medical diseases, you know, medical issues or whatever. Well, it's because he wanted to go to the doctor. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people that go, nope, I don't have high blood pressure, I don't have diabetes, I have no risk factors. I go, okay, that's fantastic. When was the last time you got your blood checked, your blood sugar checked, your blood pressure checked? When was the last time you had your physical? Oh, 5 years ago. Well, how do you know you're not diabetic now or have high blood pressure now? How do you know you don't have high risk factors now? And I wonder, and I know this is going to tick people off that I'm saying this, but I wonder if one of the reasons why we have so many serious, severe cases of COVID is because since all the changes with healthcare and the high deductibles, and I'm not going to mention Obamacare, I'm going to mention how a few years back there were changes to healthcare, right, where deductibles went through the roof. I'm not blaming anybody, okay? But there was some sort of health plan put into place, who knows who, right? Such as somebody's deductible went from $250 or $500 to $10,000. And over the last few years, we've had people that should have been diagnosed with diabetes, should have been diagnosed with heart disease, should have been diagnosed with high blood pressure, seen by a physician or a medical provider, nurse practitioner, PA, and gotten treatment. So I would really like to know the numbers and the data of all these people in the hospital that are, you know, not the ones where, you know, they're older with tons of medical issues and very, very chronic, severe. The ones coming into the hospital with, quote, unquote, no prior medical history. Are they really healthy, or is it that they haven't gone to the doctor? If you haven't gone to the doctor in 5 or 6 or 7 years, like my father, then, I mean, you know, he wasn't sick until the day he died. And all of a sudden he had a heart attack. And, you know, the family's asking me, you know, what's going on? And I go, well, I told him to get his heart checked. I told him to, you know, get a colonoscopy. I told, you know, he didn't want to get that done. So he never officially had a diagnosis of coronary artery disease. Meanwhile, he obviously had it because he died of a massive MI. So for those of you who say you're healthy, you might want to kind of look at your watch and go, you know what, it's been 5 years since I've gotten an exam. And again, I don't look, I'm not going to the doctor's office also because I have high deductibles. Deductibles suck. You know, I'm spending a crap load of money for insurance just to go to the doctor, and then I have to still pay more, a lot more, until the insurance is like, you know what, after you, you know, do that $10,000 or that $5,000, we'll kick in. Now, things are better. Over the last few years, the deductibles have gone down. They're still high. So, you know, my concern is when you have a bunch of population not wanting to be off the payroll, not wanting to get kicked off, kicked out of work. And remember, people will say, oh, you know, well, doesn't the employer pay them when they're off? Not every 14 days. Most of that pay is gone. My most small businesses, they can't pay you to be off for COVID. If you have to quarantine, you're just off. You're just off. There's no money for that because there's no money coming into these businesses. So if the average person doesn't want to be diagnosed with COVID and they have a cold, they're going to probably keep things quiet. I can't tell you how many requests I've had for like Sudafed and cough suppressants and all that. I'm like, did you get tested for COVID? Oh, no, I don't have COVID. I just have a cold. What the hell do you think COVID is? Yeah, but I don't have a fever. Not all COVID gets fever. We've spoken about that. You could have nausea and it could be COVID. You could have diarrhea, it could be COVID. You could have a rash, it could be COVID. You could have a eruption of your cold source.
I'm having trouble
or your
with you.
Oh, Siri, you don't have to listen to me. You could have a reaction of your cold sores or your shingles, and it could be COVID. You could have stomach upset. You could have some dizziness. You could have a headache. How many of us have a headache? Yeah, since my show started, right? Yeah, you all have had it, right? I give you guys a headache. That headache could be COVID. Now, people are like, oh, doctors want to just make more money. I don't make any more money if you have COVID or not. You call me for a cold, and I say you have COVID, I get paid the same. But if you have a headache, that isn't going away. If you have neck pain, if you have body aches, if you have a sneeze, if you have a cough, if you have nausea, if you have vomit, if you have diarrhea, if you have a rash, if you at all don't feel right, if you feel foggy, that all could be COVID. So when you say, no, I don't want to get a test, no, don't tell anybody, don't, you know, then you're out there spreading it. So, you know, the reason why we're not going to get herd immunity is because we don't have people wanting to be honest. We don't have people wanting to get the vaccine. We are working on, you know, calming people's fear down with the vaccine. The COVID vaccine experience, good, bad, neutral, please visit it. It's on my website. It's on my, Facebook page, my Twitter. You're seeing how people are reacting and maybe some arm soreness, maybe some fatigue, but for the most part, so far positive feedback. But I, when you don't have people, you know, wanting to miss work, you know, yeah, the virus, there, you are going to have people with COVID going to work. And that's on us. We screwed people over. We punished people for having COVID. We made it so difficult for them to keep their income or keep their job that the average person wants nothing to do with a COVID diagnosis or a COVID test. And you wonder why COVID is still going up. It's because somebody gets diagnosed and they're out there. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As of right now, we have not yet reached a final agreement, regretfully.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill as lawmakers continue to work behind the scenes on a new COVID-19 relief package and the bill to fund the government into 2021. The Kentucky Republican, not the only one who believes something needs to be done.
I am so frustrated by the inability of us to act like adults with responsibility.
Maryland Democratic Senator Steny Hoyer. Moderna is partnering with the McKesson Pharmaceutical Company for the rollout of the new coronavirus vaccine. Vials will be filled with the vaccine at a site in Indiana. From there, it will be transported to hospitals around the country using UPS and FedEx hubs in Louisville and Memphis. Shipping set to begin this weekend. USA Radio News. Senator Elizabeth Warren is hoping an issue she brought up on the campaign trail gets more traction in Congress.
She wants to put an end to lawmakers making individual stock trades. Senator Warren's proposed ban is part of a broader anti-corruption plan that she promoted on the presidential campaign trail. Georgia Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who faced two Democrats in a runoff election on January 5th, have recently come under fire for buying and selling stocks of which they had sensitive information. Former Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina and a number of House members and aides have also been subject to scrutiny for trading stocks. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Week 15 of the NFL season continues on Saturday with the Denver Broncos hosting the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff for that game just after 4:30 Eastern time, and in the nightcap, the Green Bay Packers host the Carolina Panthers. That game set to kick off just after 8:15 Eastern time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mary, do you know?
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have a lot of your questions and your calls and comments, so I want to get to those. Some of you guys have done them when I wasn't on air, so we have them taped or emailed, or so let me kind of get through a few of them. All right, so what's going on with Pfizer? Oh, not Pfizer, Moderna. So there's been some debate on whether the vaccines are FDA approved or not. When you have an FDA emergency authorization, technically FDA is approving the use of that vaccine. whether it has the old school FDA approval designation is being debated, but when a vaccine is getting an emergency authorization, such as Pfizer and Moderna, that emergency authorization means that that the FDA has done as good a review as they could on an emergency basis, and based on there being a crisis, that drug is allowed to be used as we are in an emergent situation, so to speak. So when people are concerned that, well, what if there's long-term side effects with these medications and all that, this is under the guise of the FDA had to bust a move, okay? I mean, you know, they had to, you know, there are ICUs that are completely full. I believe in California, they're saying most of their ICU capacity is at 0%. If they can't take any more severe COVID patients, there's a panic. They need less people with COVID, severe COVID, coming into the hospital. And again, you know, my issue with that is we really needed more hospitals. We really needed more medical facilities. I don't think the average restaurant or, you know, sports retail store had to suffer as a result of us not having enough hospital beds. But I get there's a pandemic. People said shut down, try to keep people safe. And so, unfortunately, we're in the mess that we're in. So an emergency authorization means the FDA has done a review and gives it its thumbs up. It doesn't mean that the FDA has had years to watch and see how that product unfolds, okay? Which is kind of a no-duh. So this leads to another question we have. Hold on a second. Okay. Moderna. Yeah, so Moderna is on its way to being approved. From what we understand, it's gotten all the thumbs up. In fact, in Europe, they're buying millions of doses. Everything is looking good for Moderna. Stock is down, and people are a little suspicious about that. What does that mean? Well, if Moderna stock is down when Moderna looks like it's getting approved and Europeans are buying the Moderna vaccine, that means one of two things. It means maybe there's something we don't know. That, you know, maybe, you know, there's a little bit of a hiccup or there's issues maybe with the Pfizer vaccine that might be kind of bleeding onto Moderna. Or two, which is what I think is going on, is I think the stock market is crazy. There is no rhyme or reason to what the hell goes on with the stock market. Everything leads to the Moderna stock should be skyrocketing today. And it's down almost 3%. I don't understand that. Pfizer got approved and the stock went down. The stock went down when Pfizer vaccine got approved. Why? Is it because people are selling? Because they're like, okay, good, I made the money. You would think that wait for it to go up. So I don't get that. So, don't look at the stock market as an indicator that there might be something wrong with the vaccine. Although I do agree that there's all this insider type stuff and, you know, like Airbnb. We were told Airbnb was going to sell at $68 a share. By the time we got access to it, it was $140. Really? Really? So there's a lot of BS, I think, that happens with the stock market. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Luckily, you know, most of us that have kind of been playing around with it have done really well the last few months. But, you know, Moderna stock went down. Not sure why. But we do believe that the Moderna stock is going to be available. In fact, they are slated to hopefully have vaccines out next Monday. Okay. Now, one of your questions, doctors. Okay. We spoke about this. Okay. So apparently there's a physician community, there's a lot of doctor Facebook pages and sites and message boards and things like that. And so some of you are reading, you know, or have access to it, and so you see the doctors debating. And yeah, doctors are debating. We spoke about how not all doctors are on the same page with the virus. I'd like us all to be on the same page, but it's not going to happen. You know, you're going to have some people that are exactly by the book, and they're like, you wait till full-on FDA approval. You follow it for years. You make sure that there's no long-term side effects. You have others going, look, we have a pandemic. Life is too short. Okay, you know, I don't want any more deaths on our conscience. let's get it out there and, you know, do what we can. And, you know, benefits outweigh the risks. So we kind of spoke about how doctors differ. It's not that any of them are idiots. It's that, you know, there are different approaches. And some are by the book, and we're talking by the book, and we're talking, you know, like with masks. This is the size of the virus. This is what the mask does. Guys, I'm not going to, you know, shake from my position of going with the science. The others are like, yeah, but the science is showing people are dying, so that's my science. So what we have is a people choosing their science. They choose their science. We have tons of science out there. So which science are you going to choose? So, for example, all right, we can clone sheep. We can clone humans. We have the scientific ability to do that. I'm on the side of don't you dare. Okay? I mean, don't be trying to clone me. Right? I don't want another Dahlia out there. I love that I'm the only Dr. Dahlia. Thank God. And I think you guys are all like, whew, thank you. I don't want to see human cloning. So some people on the side of science says, look, if we have this ability to do it, we have the ability, God gave us the ability, we're allowed to do it. I'm on the science of God's not going to want that, God's going to be mad, you tinkered too much, and now you could possibly make a whole, you know, Republic army and a Death Star, and then Darth Vader's going to go after Baby Yoda, and that's not what I want. So we do pick our science. You know, just like with me, I am pro-mask, I'm pro-face coverings. I get that they aren't, you know, 100%. I get that a lot of them are halfway. I get it. But I believe my science is a barrier is better than no barrier. That's my science. Other science is like, okay, if it's only, you know, 200 nanometers in size, mass doesn't work. I'm going to go by the science. So when you see doctors or scientists say they're going with the science, and people kind of hate that because you'll hear politicians say, I'm going with the science. And the science differs, like with masks. We just had another study saying, you wear a dirty mask, it's worse than no mask at all. So which science are they going with? You know, we do. We pick and choose. You know, I told you guys when I was a medical student, we had a journal club where we had to go over our journals. We had to find a journal article. And this was 1990. I was a resident. So this was 1998. So I was a resident. And I said, guys, there's an article here saying that, you know, postmenopausal estrogen could cause heart attacks. And everybody in the room knocked me down. Everybody in the room said, you don't know what you're talking about. That's just one article. It's a stupid article, blah, blah, blah. You know, estrogen protects the heart, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But, you know, shouldn't we just have our minds open? Because maybe there's something coming up in science saying got completely shot down in Journal Club. Then 2002, the Women's Health Initiative talked about how postmenopausal estrogen could be bad for the heart. So I'm not saying I was right, but what I'm saying is people are even picking and choosing which articles they want. If this article, you know, promotes their narrative and their agenda, they're going to choose that science. But there's tons of science out there. I told you guys how I look at articles is I want to make sure nobody has any financial gain. I want to make sure it's not a pharmaceutical company that wants to push a drug. So, you know, they're like, yeah, you see how good our data is? You know, I like to see a bunch of studies, you know, pointing to the same thing. But when it comes to following the science, there's a little bit of subjectivity as to what your science is. 1-877-DR-DOLLAR, go away.
Wish me greeting once again. What will be singing
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys. Well, big tech is really under under some fire. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, and the state lawsuits are piling up. Texas, backed by 9 other states, have filed a lawsuit against Alphabet Inc.'s Google. This was earlier this week, accusing the internet search company of breaking antitrust laws and how it runs its online advertising business. The lawsuit comes more than after a year, according to Reuters, after it was revealed that the U.S. Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission, and groups of state attorney, big groups of state attorneys general had major antitrust probes underway of big tech platforms like Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook. So these are some of the lawsuits. So the U.S. Justice Department has sued Google, or started to sue Google in October, accusing the $1 trillion company of illegally using its market to muscle away rivals. Other state attorney generals are expected to sue Google as well. There's a bipartisan group of more than 30 state attorney generals, that are expected to file an antitrust complaint against Google. So this isn't just about Google putting news up that's anti-Trump. This is bipartisan. And the states, which include Colorado, have said they hope to consolidate their case with the governments. Federal Trade Commission is suing, and states are suing Facebook. The Federal Trade Commission and a major coalition of states are asking that Facebook be forced to sell WhatsApp and Instagram, saying the social media company used a, quote, buy or bury strategy to snap up rivals and keep smaller competitors at bay. So if you don't join them, you're going to be, you know, probably out of work, out of a job. I don't really use WhatsApp. I know WhatsApp is pretty popular. I don't really use it. I see it all over the place, but Instagram I use. I use Facebook more, and I know a lot of you guys have left Facebook because of all the, you know, filtering and interfering with, you know, news and, you know, trying to, you know, share headlines that Facebook might not have agreed with. So a lot of people have left Facebook and gone to Parler. I still use Facebook because, you know, a lot of my news is neutral. You know, like, you know, Derek Carr's groin strain yesterday, that's not Republican or Democrat, so they let me, you know, put that up there. But, you know, with Facebook, they now have a marketplace, you could sell items. I wonder what's going to happen with Facebook and eBay. You know, I mean, you know, eBay was the place to go for commerce, and it grew a name, it grew a reputation, and Facebook is really trying to improve their marketplace sort of, you know, position in the market. And if people can buy and sell things on marketplace, what does that also do to other retail? Justice Department is investigating Apple. Now, this probe, I guess, started back in June 2019, and it focuses on Apple's App Store. Some app developers have accused Apple of introducing new products very similar to existing apps created by other developers and sold in the Apple Store, and then tried to banish the older apps from the store because they compete with Apple's new product. Apple says it seeks to have only the highest quality apps in the App Store. So, you know, I remember people told me I should come up with an app. And there's a whole bunch of different app ideas I had. And I'm like, I don't know how to design an app. I am so tired. I can't even spell app. Usually I spell app A-P. Somebody goes, no, it's A-P-P. If I can't even spell app, I don't really see myself actually making one anytime soon. But you have a lot of creative people out there that have come up with really good apps. Apple, rather than buying the app, allegedly, makes one similar, and I don't know about copyright or patent or trademark laws, but they make something that they think they can improve on it, then they sell that, and they have the platform to push that app, and then the small guy that came up with it first and was trying to make a name for themselves doesn't have consumers. So that does kind of stink. Is that illegal? I don't know. Justice Department is probing Facebook and Amazon. In 2019 of July, Justice Department said it was expanding its big tech probes to include search, social media, and some retail services online, which was in reference to Facebook and Amazon. And then Federal Trade Commission on Amazon has been investigating Amazon. They believe there's an inherent conflict of interest of Amazon competing with small sellers on its marketplace platform, including allegations that it used information from sellers on its platform to decide what products it would introduce. Again, kind of similar to Apple in that, well, this company's doing well. This company's pinging the radar, selling these types of shirts. Why don't we do something similar and then we advertise it through Amazon. We're going to be seeing that with medicines and supplements. And, you know, if they see that there's a company doing well with supplements, Amazon wants to make money, so they want to do that too. So is that illegal? Is that, you know, it's interesting. You know, I am, I'm more libertarian than anything else, and I like the government staying completely out. I like the idea of, you know, free market and capitalism, and, you know, if you want to, you know, if you want to, you know, beat another sort of competitor out, you have to make a better product, you have to advertise better, you have to, you know, when there's incentives. But then every now and then you get a beast. Just a beast. Now I use beast sometimes in a positive sense, like Lamar Jackson. I think, for him to, you know, leave the game on, what was that, Monday night? Leave the game, go to the bathroom, do whatever he did. You know, the Ravens starts to lose. He comes back at 4th and 6 and able to make a touchdown and win the game. Wow. I think Baker Mayfield's a beast. I think Baker Mayfield's an awesome quarterback. So I think sometimes when I use the term beast, you know, I'm like, okay, they're a beast. But sometimes in the negative sense, you have a company that you just can't compete with. And we predicted this last year that online retailers like Amazon and, you know, their whole array of products and their pricing makes walking into a retail store moot, less desirable. And I'm guilty of buying most of everything I need on Amazon. I don't know if I'm using just the Amazon platform or I'm also buying actual Amazon products, but I'm starting to see Amazon toilet paper. I'm starting to see Amazon paper towel. And if the Amazon paper towel is cheaper than Brawny, I'm going to buy the Amazon paper towel. Now, Amazon has a right to price their products any way they like, but they're, you know, my guess is, and, you know, maybe those of you guys that understand more about antitrust laws than I do, you know, my guess is if you invite another vendor, you learn what they do, and then you turn around and undercut them, and you put flags saying sponsored, and you basically prevent them from even being visible to the degree that they need to be on your platform, then, and you are the basic go-to platform these days, you know, that probably leaves an unsettling, you know, feeling in the stomach of the government. The other thing, too, that, you know, I'm for free market and capitalism and all that, I do get a little nervous when we are reliant on a major vendor for everything. I don't like only having one artery. I always like to hedge and have my bases covered. And, you know, if I want to get something, I could go to Walmart, I could go to Target, and, you know, I could go to a store, which is nice. You know, and so we have options. But what if these stores do go under? And our commerce is all about logging on to Amazon or logging on to a, you know, our pharmaceuticals going into Amazon. What happens to Walgreens and CVS? We need CVS to exist. They're helping in Walgreens. They're helping roll out the vaccine and vaccinating people. If online takes over and these other companies can't have a fighting chance, then we don't have competition, and we have now created just a one-stop shop that does everything. Now, maybe this is our fault. Maybe, you know, we, you know, with Walmart and things like that, we allowed other stores to do it. And so how do you now say, well, no, now, you know, we can't, but it's, we'll talk more about this. We're coming up on break. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Thank you. the stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.